NPR's Susan Stamberg talks with a Washington woman who plays a prominent role in those other galas, a woman who tells Pearl Mesta how to arrange her dinner table.
I am supposed to be the only person except the State Department that knows protocol, which is who outranks whom.
Carolyn Hagner Shaw is the editor of The Socialist of Washington, D.C., a green, soft felt-covered annual publication that tells you who's whom in the nation's capital. The Green Book has been published by the Shaw family for the past 40 years.
My mother started it. The social register only carries blue-blooded people. So Mother felt that it was necessary to start a book that covered the important officials in Washington, which were not covered in the other edition. So that's where the Green Book started.
Who's listed in it? You said mostly congressional people, people in the administration. Who else?
Well, we have different sections. We have the diplomatic corps complete, and we have the Congress complete. And then we have what we call the key list, which is all of the prominent people, Army, Navy, social, blue blood.
Is it a snob book?
Well, I've heard it called that. I don't think so. I have a board of five people. I have four women and one man. I do not decide who goes in the book or who doesn't. The board does. I'm blamed for it. Well, they always accuse me of having a mythical board, that I do it. I do not. There are people in the Green Book I wish weren't there.
What kinds of criteria do they use to decide who gets in the book and who doesn't?
Well, bad publicity, bad bad divorce. 3 years ago, the board took Supreme Court Justice Douglas out. At that time, he had married his fourth or fifth wife, and the Congress was about to impeach him. So I suppose that's why the board took him out.
Carolyn Hagner Shaw's board for the Socialist of Washington includes a club woman, two other women active in Washington parties and social functions, and a gentleman formerly with an embassy. Here's the procedure for getting the book together.
We have a regular questionnaire that goes out the end of April. And it asks them, I mean the new ones, We ask their name and their children, maiden names, business.
You said that every year new names get suggested. How are those suggestions made? Where do the names come from?
Well, many of them come from the newspapers. Some new arrival in town or something of that kind. And then many, many of the people in the Green Book who've been there for years, when they send their questionnaires back, they recommend Mr. and Mrs. John Jones and tell us about them, and we send them a questionnaire, and the questionnaire comes back. And we have many, I'd say 200-300, who apply every year to be listed in the book.
Have you ever had any kind of pressure put on you by people who are very anxious to get their names in the book?
Oh, yes. I've had beautiful red roses, great boxes. I've had boxes of liquor. I've had candy.
Do any of them ever get in?
No. That's one way to keep out.
How many black people are listed in the book? What about Jews? Is this a question that's asked to you often? Is this an issue? Yeah, I'm still recording.
Well, we have many black people. Many, I guess, about 100. And we have many Jews.
You seemed a little reluctant, though, to answer that question at first. Why?
Well, it's difficult because it's hard to know who's who, if you know what I mean.
No. What do you mean?
Well, for instance, we get what we call a free call. A letter or something.
At that point, Mrs. Shaw requested I turn off the tape recorder. We were getting into dangerous grounds. She was willing to talk about other knotty issues, though.
There is an idea that you have to buy the book to be in it. It is not true. And if they did, I'd be riding around Rolls Royce.
How much does the book cost?
$20.28, including tax.
How many names are listed in the book?
Well, I would say roughly about 7,000.
So most of the people who buy the Green Book are socially prominent people who need to use it as a reference book? Is that what you're saying?
It's really more that than social. It isn't society. It's if you want to look up the home telephone number of a high official at midnight, it'll be in the Green Book, but it won't be in the telephone book.
Of course, the telephone book is free, and the Green Book costs $20.28, including tax, so there's a certain amount of status attached to that lack of anonymity. A semi-snide remark, Susan Stamberg, and I don't mean to be unfair. Carolyn Hagner Shaw is one of those people it's easy to have preconceived notions about. You want her to be dressed in lavender lace and look down her nose at you as she sips her tea. In fact, she wore a black pantsuit and a snappy gold necklace, and at 67, she knows exactly who she is, has no illusions about what she does, and keeps pace with the world.
Here in Georgetown, we get a steady stream of dirty, sloppy, bare feet people. They come to the door begging money and food. And frankly, I'm against it.
How do you think these young people feel about a book like The Green Book, The Socialist of Washington?
They'd roar with laughter.